In this week's episode, we're going to talk about paying attention to detail. That's right, paying attention to all that little stuff that sometimes drives us crazy. Learn why it matters and how to be better about it. All that and more coming up in just a few seconds.
Welcome to Serious Soft Skills, where we help you unleash the power of soft skills. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tobin Porterfield and Bob Graham. Take it away, guys.
Welcome to Serious Soft Skills, episode 37. If you're new or returning, welcome, of course. Just to set the stage, I am Bob Graham, and with me as always is Dr. Tobin Porterfield. We're educators and researchers focusing on our attention on soft skills and how they fit into the workplace and people's careers. We've seen their value in our own careers and those around us. We write books, conduct academic research, and are working through vehicles like this podcast to help people better understand soft skills. So this week, Toby, we're going to talk about paying attention to detail, which I have to admit isn't really my strong suit, as you probably know all too well. So what can you say about paying attention to detail, Toby? Can you set us up here?
I can, but, you know, I got to say the same thing is that we always talk about soft skills and how you need to develop them. And that one strategy is often to ensure when you're hiring into your team that you identify people with soft skills that can fill gaps in your own soft skill list. And so we have failed miserably at this, and I'm sure we'll get some feedback from some of our listeners and folks who have read our book and say, hey, you guys clearly are not experts in this detail thing because I see some errors here and there and so forth. So it's just great. It's humbling to say, yeah, you hope, and I think we have some people in our circle that are very detail-oriented and are able to help us with a lot of those gaps, but both you and I can get so engaged in the big picture and understanding the goal we're trying to reach that some of the details can get lost. And that can create almost an embarrassing situation where there's errors or there's oversights, and someone from the outside might look and go, how can you even talk about this item or provide this report and have made this type of a mistake? It's clear that you don't know what you're doing, and that's not always the case. It's a person may be quite the expert in an area, but fail to pay attention to detail. So I think there is hope for us and others who don't always catch all the details. And I think we can cover some of those kind of ways to combat that in this episode.
Okay. And Toby, just to be really clear at the beginning, paying attention to detail does not mean that there won't be mistakes. It just means that there are fewer mistakes. Every organization, every employee, every person is going to make mistakes. And I think when I sort of first started talking about attention to detail with myself, I read it to be no mistakes, eliminate all mistakes. And I think that's a popular misconception that we should probably just get out in the open and say, that's not what we're saying here. What we're really saying, I think in my mind, is we're trying to minimize mistakes and minimize opportunities to make repeated mistakes. Does that sound sort of logical to you at least?
I agree. And I think there's that parallel. I think it manifests itself in mistakes, but also it's that combination between the tactical and the strategic. And the strategic is the big picture and where we're going. And somebody, though, needs the detailed plan of how we're going to get there. So it's connecting those two things together. And I often work with colleagues who clearly have the vision or have the direction of what we want to do, but they're lost in what details, what would be required really to get that done. And if they attempted to do it themselves, I know that they would forget all of these steps of, well, this person needed to be contacted and you had to update this document. And so there are some important things that have to be done, and they can often be overlooked. And I think that's part of the details. They often say that old adage, the devil's in the details. And I think that's what they're referring to, is that you really can fail to accomplish what you had set out to do because you weren't aware of all of the details, the finer points of what had to be done in order to accomplish it.
So you're talking about the steps in the process. So a strategic person's thinking, we want to accomplish X, the big goal. There's got to be someone, whether it's that person or someone else, who's got to say A, B, C, D, E, F, G in this sequence will lead us to that objective. Is that correct?
That's my view on it. And I agree with what you're saying also when it comes to making mistakes is also kind of fits well with that. And like many soft skills, this also overlaps some with the soft skill that we describe as project management skills, because project management is all about combining that scope of what we're trying to accomplish and then making sure you've got an executable plan to get there. So this is one of those that kind of combines that together. And I think when we frame it as a soft skill, we are trying to remind people that it's everyone's responsibility to be aware that there are details and that they do need to be addressed and how we address them. And sometimes that's bringing someone alongside of you that can check things and make sure and run it past them. Sometimes it's mapping out a vision and even bringing a group together and mapping it out on the whiteboard and saying, okay, this is what we're trying to get there. Hey, we need a new curriculum. We need some courses developed. Oh, of course, we're going to have to update the catalog and start listing those out and allow the group to engage in that and say, oh, hey, don't forget we need to do this. And who's going to take care of that? And then we quickly can, and it's going to hit another one of our soft skills, we can delegate some of those activities to the appropriate person that can manage. And some things need more attention to detail and some need less. And so we can map those out appropriately.
And doesn't it also differentiate among employees? I mean, we have a situation that I actually have run into. I'm going to change it a little bit so it doesn't damage me, but this goes way back in my career. Let me move it away from me because this statute of limitations isn't quite complete yet. A manager gets a report on monthly statistics from an employee, and that manager is pressed for time, and it needs to go up the ladder to her boss and her boss's boss, so she doesn't check those numbers. She just passes it along without looking closely, and next thing you know, a few hours later, she finds out from one of her bosses that there was a really egregious mistake in there. And I think we see this happening all the time, and I know when it happened to me as the employee, it really eroded trust with my boss in the short term. It's like, Bob, I count on you to do these things. Why wasn't this done correctly? And that's ultimately, don't you think, Toby, part of what this really goes back to is the idea of trust. And as you're building teams, if everyone's paying attention to detail, your team's going to probably flourish more so than when there's a constant need to go back and check his work or make sure he did everything he said he was going to do. And I see that coming up a lot, which is the, did you do all the things you said you were going to do? And you and I go through this with our work. You're being really good about writing lists of what we should do. And I have to go back to those lists and go, oh, am I honoring that list? Or did I forget to do that really critical thing? And we've got to deal with those things. And most organizations must deal with that on some level. But the less we go through that those minor items in terms of the little attention detail items, the more we can spend our time as a team looking at the big picture.
Yeah, I agree. And I love that team focus. And that is, if I had my team where I wanted them to be as a group, there would certainly start with a recognition of the importance of the details and that failure to address the details will result in not fully accomplishing or end up causing us a lot of additional work in the long run. So having a team that recognizes it and each addressing it in their own way, some are going to be more able and skilled at doing that than others, but everyone's recognition of it and then knowing that, hey, as I put this together, before I send it around to the entire group, I'm going to send it to one or two people to just double check it and see if I'm missing any major points in that. So getting conscious of enough that they can check themselves and also rely on others to provide some feedback.
Yeah, and I think that's it, is finding the people in the team that can sort of backstop us and can guard us from ourselves. I think that's really critical. So in our case with you and me, you've started keeping a list of what we agree to at our weekly meetings, which is really made me pay attention to detail because I can't forget it because it's on a sheet of paper that you email to me. So finding things like that is one strategy. But Toby, we should probably take a break because I've got some other hints for how people can be a little better detail-oriented. So let's take a break right now, and we'll be back shortly.
Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Serious Soft Skills Podcast.
Hey, Toby, you know, a friend of ours that I was hitting golf balls with the other day was talking to me about our book, The 55 Soft Skills That Guide Employee and Organizational Success. He described it as a dictionary of soft skills. He also admitted he had only read the first three pages. I love that description, though, for a couple of reasons. First, it makes it important, which is what soft skills are. They are really important. Second, it makes the book more lasting, which soft skills are, and what we're trying to do is lasting. And third, it makes the book the kind of book that you want to put on your bookshelf and return to again and again. And Toby, you know and I know, we wrote The 55 Soft Skills That Guide Employee and Organizational Success with just that purpose in mind. So you can get your ebook at no charge. That's right. You can get The 55 Soft Skills That Guide Employee and Organizational Success at no charge by using the coupon code 6 weeks. That's right, 6 weeks, all one word. You can use the number or you can spell it out, S-I-X, either way. Just visit SeriousSoftSkills.com and you can do that. Just go find the book, download the ebook, no charge when you use the coupon code on checkout. But hurry, because we won't be offering it free for long.
Now, back to the Serious Soft Skills Podcast.
All right, welcome back. We've been talking about details, and how important they are to recognize that not only do we need to accomplish the overall goals, but if the details aren't completed, then there's a likelihood that we're going to be misrepresent what we're working on or send the impression that we're sloppy in our work. So details can be really important. Bob, we want to get kind of more application-oriented here. So what are some helpful hints on not letting those details get past you?
Well, I came up with a list from my own experience in talking to a couple of people, and these are not in any great order, but they're sort of some of the things that when I'm on my game and paying attention to detail, I'm following. So the first one is keep a list. And I know that sounds really elementary, and many people will say, oh, I can keep it in my head, I'm fine, but that's really easier said than done. And I find one of the ways that I can sleep at night, believe it or not, is to actually write a list of what I'm going to do the next day before I go to bed. If I don't have that list, I roll around in bed thinking about all the things I have to do because I know that paying attention to detail can be a challenge for me. The second thing is create a schedule and stick to it. So if you check your email at 9 a.m. every morning, do that. 9 a.m. every morning, you're going to check your email, and that's built into your schedule. And if you need to do something else, exercise for me is one of those things I try to schedule into my day to make sure that I do it, because otherwise it falls off that list, and that's part of the attention detail. The next thing is probably the most foolish one and most logical at the same time, which is avoid distractions. Now, that is not the easiest thing for me, and distractions come from things that are essential that you have to deal with. You know, someone comes and says, we need to deal with this problem right now. But what I'm talking about more is the distractions of listening to music or watching TV while you're working or goofing off with your friends when you really should be working. I find that when I make mistakes, it's often when I'm distracted by something that's out of the ordinary. So closing my door and focusing on my work tends to help me with avoiding distractions and being more focused on details. Another one that we has really come on the last 10, 20 years is the idea we all think that we can multitask, which is doing two things at one time. But there's a great deal of research now that says that's just impossible. You can only focus your mind on one thing at a time. So figure out what that focus is going to be. Focus on that one thing, get it done, and then move to the next thing. I mentioned exercise. Believe it or not, there's research that shows that exercise exercise will actually help build your concentration and your attention to detail. So getting regular exercise gets the brain working, the synapses firing. So that's real good. And then conversely, believe it or not, it's good to take breaks. We tend not to be real effective when we work for long periods of time. There's the Pareto rule, which is 25 minutes of hard work and then take a 5-minute break. So that's one way to go. You can look that up. And then the last one I would give, Toby, would be don't beat yourself up when you don't pay attention to details. And I'm a perfectionist. Every mistake I make is a major incident in my mind. And I find that when I can get away from that and just say, you know what, I made a mistake, what, and build a system to recover from that. So what did I do wrong in this case? Where is the breakdown? How do I fix that breakdown? That's when I find that I'm actually more successful going forward. And I think you told me you liked my list because you saw sort of a preview, but you wanted to add one or two to it?
Yeah, I was going to add number 8 because I know this is where I get myself into trouble. And it fits with some of the things you were talking about. But let me get at it a little more specifically. And that is, for me, I really have to allow time for drafts and revisions and proofreading. So I find that if I'm working on a 2 o'clock deadline, I will, you know, have everything mapped out. I'll be working and, you know, always falls behind because there was a piece of data I needed and then I got to go get it. And sure enough, I deliver the product at 2 o'clock as promised out in the email, and I immediately get a response from somebody say, hey, you forgot to attach this, or gee, you know, you forgot to change the date here. And if I had just finished it an hour earlier and sent it out to those couple people that said, hey, I got this drafted up, can you take a look before I send it out to everyone? See if there's anything glaring that I'm overlooking. And so I work so tight up to my deadlines, and people will probably say about me, oh yeah, he always makes his deadlines. But if you press a little harder, they'll say, yeah, is it always exact? No, it's all, there's, you know, so many times, you know, he needs to redo it. You know, we find something that needs to be fixed. And so I really have to map into my time frame having time to send it out and allow that person whatever time they need to look at it and provide some additional input.
So that sort of goes to the scheduling and the avoiding distractions aspect, right, in some ways, and also keeping a list of the tasks. So it sounds to me like your task might be remember time for revision and build that into your schedule.
Exactly. And so as it goes with details, we have a schedule, and we want to stay honor our time with this. Bob, any other thoughts on details as you wrap us up?
I really think we're sort of at the end of the line. I think we've given some people some helpful hints, and I think we've sort of put a face on one of the soft skills that people tend to overlook, or it just is either assumed or unassumed. So why don't we just sort of wrap up this episode of Serious Soft Skills. Remember to get your ebook with that coupon code we gave you during the break. Next week, we're going to discuss another of the soft skills, complying with standards, which is one that people will fall asleep on, but we're going to make it come to life, Toby, I promise. Until then, thanks for listening. Good day and good soft skills.
You've been listening to Serious Soft Skills with your hosts, Dr. Tobin Porterfield and Bob Graham. If you like what you hear, then take a moment to review us on iTunes. Looking for more insights on soft skills? Then check out our website, SeriousSoftSkills.com, for blog posts, newsletters, and other resources. And look for a new episode of Serious Soft Skills every Wednesday.